Another 90 seconds. Hensler, right wing pass to Tyson Dick. Centering pass for Kukkonen. Couldn't get his stick on it. Now Hensler with it as the Badgers fan off in the umbrella. Here is Botterill. His shot, easy kneeling save by Corpy. He gloves it and hangs on. A faceoff to come 45 seconds into the second period. Badgers on a power play trying to snap a 2-2 tie.
Ryan Botterill, a legitimate freshman, gets that shot in the slot. There's no reason to put it up glove high.
Yeah.
Put it downstairs where you can get some rebounds, or some deflections, do whatever. He'll learn. He's got a great shot.
Morrissey battling for the faceoff win, and a whistle blows, and the linesman, Sam Schakowsky, will drop it again. Morrissey, Mosley, Tassie, Fitzgerald, and Dexheimer on this man advantage for Wisconsin. To the right of Corpy, the Michigan netminder. And it's going to the corner, and Mosley tries to get inside the defenseman, Orico. And the Badgers have the puck in the offensive zone. Morrissey backside right. Good catch with escape by Fitzgerald. Shoveled a backhander towards the net. Stick save made by Corpy, and Michigan clears.
Yeah, that pass across was too soon. He had time. Could have waited for Fitzgerald to get into position a little better.
Fitzgerald now, Tassie center ice, red line, and then he fanned a dump attempt. He wipes out at the Michigan blue line. Badgers will try again. Zone entry is the one thing that I know irritates you on a power play if you don't get it done, because it just throws everything off. Dexheimer across the line, give and go Fitzgerald, pass to the slot. Morrissey couldn't get a shot on it. Good stick from behind by Draper. That caroms into midair, and then out about 5 feet from the top of his crease, Corpy just corralled it with his glove and hung on.
The part about the entry into the zone that just drives me crazy is that, you know, the first original or the originating puck carrier comes hard through the neutral zone. If somebody comes on him, he's supposed to drop it.
Yeah.
That blind pass stuff just drives me right out of my mind.
They've been doing it in the National Hockey League for a number of years, and the college ranks have gone that way, men's and women's. We see it in high school now, junior hockey too. Wisconsin again, offensive zone faceoff on the power play, but Morrissey lost that draw. Michigan will get a clear. No, a stop, a fumble the puck of the Michigan line. Badgers have it. Morrissey with it. Sauce to cross, but it split Dexheimer and Fitzgerald and draws the Badgers out to center ice. They'll have to touch up. 15 seconds to go on the man advantage. Early second period, 2-2 game. Morrissey stick handles into the attacking zone and lost it. And then scooped all the way down by Edwards. The Badgers will be 1-for-3 on the power play. Wisconsin is yet to take a penalty. Both teams at full strength. 2 minutes gone by, second period. It's 2-2.
All right, boys, don't rest on your laurels.
Plotichuk got a break and scooped it ahead to Mellenbacher, who dumps it in. Pietola on the forecheck with Sawyer Scholl. Puck goes behind Pietola, taken by Nick Moldenauer. Missed his last four games with an injury, Moldenauer. A goal and 6 points in 17 games for the former third-round pick by Toronto. Now here's Truscott. Double-teamed by the Badgers. Puck comes free to the near side. Out to the point, it's Hughes. Far side, one-time shot by Tanner Rowe, a forward playing defense, and he missed the net. That one went whistling by Tommy Scarfoni.
That but had no line place to go except back in his own zone.
Yeah, here's Rowe now, stick handling away from pressure from Scholl. He throws a blind shot that got blocked. Backside, here's a block shot by Pilatichuk on a man wide open down low left. That was Horkoff. Puck caroms back behind the net. Centering pass by Hughes for Horkoff, intercepted by Wisconsin's Phelan. Taken by Horbach, he scoots his way into the center ice area. Now off to his left in the Michigan zone. Sauced across, intended for Phelan. Good stick that time by Horkoff. And back through center ice it comes.
Horkoff reminds me of Daniel Lotch. Arms that are 12 feet long.
Botterill gets a lane to the net, but then had his stick whacked it a little bit. Cut off by Hage. Hage then outlets to Whitelaw. Two hands a pass across for Edwards. He skates into the Wisconsin zone, slowed by Phelan, and Jack takes the puck away. And then he tries to come up the near wall. It's squeaked past the defenseman Edwards. With it, Botterill onside. Botterill defended by Michigan's Duke. He gets some help now from Lindmark. Hensler holding the post at the right point. He's got it. Open man left wing. It's Kukkonen. Turns and fires. One blocker save made by Corpy. 4 minutes into the second, still 2-2. 21-8 shots on goal for the favor of the Badgers. Whitelaw left wing pass for Hage. Cross the line, Halem trailing. Hage then almost had his pocket picked. Puck played towards the Badgers' net, knocked down by Hensler to the stick of Fitzgerald. Banks it ahead by the benches to Dick, trying to get around the defenseman, Rayom Mullen unable to do so. Then Tyler Duke with his arm up around the neck of Kukkonen. Those two slide into the end boards and a puck battle ensues. 2-2 game, 4.5 minutes into the second.
I think he turned to Kukkonen and said, want to dance?
Here's Wisconsin's Palatichuk. He dumps and chases. He goes shoulder to shoulder with Rayo Mullen, and the puck free now for LaPointe. Breakout pass to Estapa. He tried to dump it in and fired it right into his own bench, and people scattered. 15-18 left in the second. Wisconsin 2 and Michigan 2. These teams meet again tomorrow night, 7:30 faceoff. Pregame at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. They're expecting a very large crowd here tomorrow night. Now the student section, Ian, is moved all the way up into the third deck.
Good for them. They've been without hockey for a month.
Yep.
So they're just like, yes.
Badgers won the neutralized faceoff and dumped it in. Tassie in on the forecheck. Two assists, three shots on goal in the first period for Tassie. Turnaround shot by Mosley through the low slot. And then jammed out by Michigan all the way down to the Wisconsin zone where they call icing no. Scarfoni out of his net. Finds Mosley. He'll scoop it ahead to center. Played by Truscott to the stick of Morrissey. And now Tassie in midair able to bat it deep into the offensive zone. Mosley ties up the defenseman, but Draper's got the puck for Michigan. He rims it around out to center, and the Badgers take it there. Now Hensler heaves it far left corner. Scholl in pursuit. Truscott got there first. He rims it around back to neutral, and that's where Ben Dexheimer has it. He's got some time and space now as Michigan needs a change. The defenseman fell down. Pass ahead. Mellenbacher right wing. Snaps one off. Save made. Rebound is there. Kick back to Corpy. Loose puck. Mellenbacher had a chance. Couldn't tuck it in. Taken away by Michigan. Oh, Hage tried to sauce across for Shifsky in a two-on-two. Didn't connect. Wolverines dump it in. Palatichuk tied up behind the Wisconsin net. Now Werner with it. Spins away from trouble. Out near the right wing. Back to the net. Had it knocked off his stick by Kerr. Kerr in pursuit. Puck picked up by Mellenbacher. Forced to stop and dump it in as Kerr had lost an edge and wiped out in the Michigan zone. Badgers get a change. Here comes Edwards now across the line. He hands off to Shifsky. Right back to Edwards, and good hustle over by Scholes to cut off that scoring chance.
Just took away his hands. That's all you need to do.
Here is Edwards now out high. Pass intended for Hughes. Got caught up in his skates. Pushed forward by Lindmark. One-on-one with TJ Hughes. Cutting in. Shoots one. Oh, save made by Corpy. Ricochet to the far corner. Good strong power move by Lindmark. And now setting up Botterill. His shot blocked. Taken back by Michigan. They come to our left. Pass by Horkoff to Werner. He has to dump it in. Werner needs change. Badgers have it at center. It's been entertaining. 13-10 to go here in the second period. A 2-2 game. Puck deflects out of play.
I was about to say is tight checking and as aggressive as both teams were in the first period and a little bit here in the second, all of a sudden it's turned into a horse race. I mean, we've got two-on-ones, we've got lone breaks, we've got goaltenders making breakaway saves.
Yeah.
A lot different than before.
Faceoff outside the Wisconsin line. Fitzgerald against Hage. Michael Hage, 21st overall pick in last year's NHL draft by the Montreal Canadiens. Was a stud with the Chicago Steel in the USHL. And now he finds an open man far side. And Rayo Mullen shot off the stick of Dexheimer. Didn't get to the net. Fitzgerald tried to bump it over for Hensler. And it hit the back of the net, taken by Michigan. They had a chance in front, but the pass never got to Whitelaw. Now in transition. Hensler stick handling. Got knocked down. Puck is free. Right near the paint. Fitzgerald poked at it. Went to the corner. And taken away by Hage. He's got a man right side. That's Whitelaw. He can shoot. He's got one already. Horkoff now. Oh, sliding save by Scarfoni to his right. Denying Horkoff. Horkoff in tight. Nice stop.
He's going to be dreaming about that wide open net that he missed.
Puck caromed all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. The Wolverines will try again. Draper dumps it in. Kerr after it. Rims it around near side. Tassie got position to play the puck. Headmans to Morrissey. And tried to shovel it back to Kerr, but that went bouncing over his skate. They hold the zone. Halem with it now. The left-handed forward in the corner. Pulls back on his forehand. Looking now left, right wing, cuts back to his left of the corner. Tried to shovel one towards the front of the net, went off the side of the cage. Good stick handling move by Mosley to get a little time and space. Knocked it ahead to Tassie, who took a shoulder from Ernesty. And we play on. 11:45 to go, second period. 2-2 game. Bouncing puck picked up finally by Jackson Halem. Third-round draft pick of the Vegas Golden Knights a couple of years ago. Mentioned Halem was injured here last season, you may recall. The season came to an end after only 9 games as a sophomore, had 8 points. Former Green Bay Gambler is fully healthy now, but ice the puck and a faceoff back in the Michigan zone. 11 and a half minutes to go in the second period, 2-2.
Just watching him and this puck control in the defensive zone with a guy on him. Yeah, he went to the I've got a good pair of mitts school.
Lindmark at 63% of the faceoff circle, one of the best in the country. Going at it against Marcus Stappa. And faceoff won by Michigan. They'll pitch it out through center, and Logan Hensler first, 2-4, Wisconsin back in his own zone. Tapped it ahead now, intended for Lindmark, never got to him. Here's a nice move by Moldenauer, backhand, cutting out that play with Scarfoni as he came well out of his crease to make Moldenauer maybe do something he didn't want to do. And now the puck goes wobbling back to the Michigan zone. 2-2 game, 11 minutes to go, second period. A stop, a rink-wide pass, didn't get through to the point, knocked down by Horbach. Loose puck gathered in by Botterill. 2-on-2 to our left, Botterill with Scholl, slowed by Edwards. And the puck slides back behind the Michigan net. That's where a stop it takes it. Breakout pass to the stick of Whitelaw, or beg your pardon, Moldenauer. He couldn't get it deep.
Coast to coast, Zach.
Here's Zach Scholl now. Scholl, D-D-D to Phelan. Up to center, and Scholl, he deflects into the Michigan zone. 2-2 game, all the goals scoring in the opening period. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald and Hensler. Now a steal by Michigan's Edwards. He skates to the red line, slides it through the middle, intended for Shifsky. Got his stick on it, had a man open backside right, Hughes, but unable to get him the puck. And now Anthony Kerr dangerously stick handling in front of his own net, but found it through. And then Mellenbacher, backhand pass for Scholl, could have gone away for a breakaway, but that puck never got to Sawyer Scholl. Now he needs a change.
Got to him, but it was a delayed offside.
Yeah, here's Mellenbacher now. He'll pitch fork it deep. 9:50 to go in the second. Corpy now scoops it over to Duke, who reverses it to Rayom Mullen. And then he stick handles up front, and a penalty coming up because there was a turnover. Dick had a wide open shot, and then Fitzgerald, after the whistle, tucked the puck into the net. That's a no-no, a cardinal rule.
Yeah.
And then Fitzgerald got hammered to the ice by Dylan Duke.
I can't believe how much chirping's going on.
Tyler Duke, and there's a lot going on between these two teams. We're going to have at least one penalty, maybe one on each side. So the Badgers forced a turnover because of a trip, however. Fitzgerald's going to get the gates. Maybe two Badgers are going to go. 9:42 to go in the second period. It's a 2-2 game. We'll straighten things out in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. So they're going to match up a couple of minors, Ian, and then Christian Fitzgerald will get the extra, huh?
Yeah, Duke and Kukkonen, I think, are the original two.
Yep.
Kukkonen for the trip. Duke for the cross-check after Fitzgerald takes an unsportsmanlike for shooting the puck in the open net after the play had been whistled dead. So it'll be a 5-on-4. They'll match the two penalties, and it'll be 5-on-4, not a 4-on-3 as most would anticipate. Because of the matching minors, they kind of whitewash each other, and only Fitzgerald's penalty time will be put up under the clock. But the other two will have to serve their 2 minutes also.
Wisconsin's penalty kill now at 80%, leads the Big Ten at 77%, but Michigan's power play the best in the Big Ten. A shot by Werner denied by Scarfoni's blocker. They'll hold the zone in Hage. Right-handed forward running the points here on this power play. Werner with it left wing, down to the goal line. Backhand pass by Shifsky, came all the way out to Hage. Now Werner back to Hage. He's open. Scarfoni! Oh, he leaned left. Somehow got his left pad on it. Block shot. Another chance this time. Hughes scores. Oh, the Badgers were going left and right. Scarfoni, his teammates keeping the puck out. But too many chances for the Wolverines, and Hughes converts on a power play. It's 3-2 Michigan.
10:44, the time of the penalty, or the time of the power play goal, excuse me. Christian Fitzgerald hanging his head as he exits the penalty box. But there was just, you're right, too many chances. They had everybody on their forehand. Badgers did a good job of blocking two or three wide open shots. But Hughes will end up with the power play goal. And the Badgers will be down 3-2. And as we talked about, and so did Coach Hastings in the pregame, stay out of the box.
Yep, Hughes, his 10th of the season. Power play goal, Evan Werner and Michael Hage with helpers. It's a 3-2 Michigan lead. For Hughes, he now has 3 goals and 13 points in 13 career games against the Wisconsin Badgers. And that's his 7th power play goal. 14 of his 24 points have come on the man advantage. So the Badgers already rallied once to take the lead. We'll have to do it again. Draper rubbed off by Dexheimer. Played the puck behind the Wisconsin net. LaPointe now tried to feed it to the point, but Hensler got in his way, and now Raoul Mullen slides down the wall, but it's batted past Hughes and back into the Michigan zone. 3-2 Wolverines. Badgers 26 shots on goal. Michigan 13. Here's number 13, Hughes. To Moldenauer, cut off by Tassi. Little shoulder knocked him off balance, otherwise he was going to be open in the slot. Pass by Hensler, bad one, deflected right to Michigan. Here's a chance, Edwards scores. The freshman coughed it up, beg your pardon. Yeah, the freshman Jack Phelan or Hensler, both rookie defensemen on the ice, eventually found its way to Ethan Edwards, and he put it in. It's now 4-2, and Tommy Scarfoni is going to get pulled for William Grandma.
Yeah, he's kind of been left hanging out to dry. There's no question about it. So they'll make the change, whether it's a disappointed in your play change or we need something to change our luck. You know, that's always the
right
situation that you deal with. But a bad turnover, I understood. I was sitting up here and I was saying to him, there's a guy wide open, and I'm not sure if it was 6 or 8 who made the pass, but it gets picked off near the top of the circles, and that's technically a 3-on-2 going into the defensive zone with one defenseman still stuck in the corner. So bad defensive play results in a 4-2 a 4-2 lead for Michigan.
So Scarfoni stops 10 of 14 in 32 minutes and 40 seconds and gets pulled for William Grammett, who hasn't played in a long, long time. Anthony Kerr, 2-on-2, had a shot blocked, the defenseman. And now reaching for Fitzgerald, finds Horbach, turnaround shot, and it's denied by Corpy. Horbach tried to go short side, and Corpy cut off the near post. Here comes Werner now, defended by Palatichuk. 1-on-1 against the rush. Good physical play by Palatichuk, bumping Werner off the puck, but Werner's got it back and scoops it around to the near point. And Edwards takes a look right side. Straightaway shot by Hallam. That kicked away by Wisconsin defenseman Anthony Kerr.
And, you know, they've been told, this is a cold goaltender who hasn't played in a long time. Get every shot that you can towards the net.
Wisconsin steals the puck. Here's Joe Palatichuk now with it. Skates up to the red line and gets it deep. And the Badgers will change. 7:25 to go in the period. 4-2 Michigan. And Wisconsin lost leading goal scorer, leading point getter Quinn Finley to a penalty in the first period. He has not returned. And then Sawyer Scholl just got knocked down at center ice by William Whitelaw. An interference penalty on Whitelaw. So the Badgers get a fourth Kunis power play, needing to convert just to get back within one.
Yeah, he just attacked him, basically. Whitelaw, there was nobody within 20 feet of either one of them, and he just clipped him from the back, clipped him from the side. Maybe 6 out of 10 on the acting scale, I'm not sure. It doesn't look like he was too affected by it once the play was whistled dead, but it's a legitimate call. There was nobody within 10 feet of either one of them, and he just clipped him right off.
So Whitelaw for interference at 12:45. Badgers down 4-2, second period. Michigan wins the faceoff. Clears. William Grama hasn't played since the Minnesota series, and that dates back to November 8th and 9th. He started both games because Scarfone was out with an injury he had suffered in practice.
And he played well.
He did play well, stopped 67 of 73 shots against the Gophers, but both 3-2 losses, one in overtime. Wisconsin on the power play sets things up. Morrissey with it. Left half board, skates it down low and put one right through the paint. Tassie was tied up in front.
Right between his wickets, too.
Karam's all the way back to the Wisconsin zone. 80 seconds to go on the power play. Badgers trailing 4-2. Had a 2-1 lead halfway through the first, but three unanswered goals now for the Maize and Blue. Dexheimer now to Tyson Dick as the Badgers change personnel. Dick through the center circle, Wisconsin onside. Pass back, Lindmark couldn't reach it, but Hensler holds the zone. Logan Hensler down the right wing wall to Dick. He'll shoot one. Got through. Rebound. Chance for Kukkonen. No. Corpy stops it. Loose puck still. The whistle blows. Stopping play.
That's a rugby scrum. Yeah. That's pretty much the way it was designed. Whoever is going to cut across the middle and take that initial shot, the two down in front are going to have to go to World War III in order to get a rebound if it's possible. And it worked out that way, except that the Badgers got covered up by pretty much everybody from Michigan. The only person who was wide open on that whole play was Hensler, the guy who made the initial pass.
Yep. Face off to the left of Corpy. 4-2 Michigan. And Wolverines win the faceoff, and Edwards will rim it around and all the way down. The snow may stop it from icing, and...
No, it's their
man short. Oh, beg your pardon, they're on a power play. That is true. It was moving slowly, nevertheless. Badgers have the puck. 35 seconds left on the man advantage. The center ice scoreboard not working right now with a penalty time. Now it's back. 28 seconds to go on the man advantage. Lindmark in on the forecheck, but a nifty play by Edwards between his legs to get it to Draper, who sent it all the way down. William Grama stops it now for Logan Hensler. 15 seconds to go on the man advantage. Hensler still deep in his own zone. Up the right wing now to Scholl. Mike Hastings sends out his fourth line. Scholl into the attacking zone. Double team. Bumped it off to Kerr, though. Walks in front. Oh, beautiful pass. And Mellenbacher roofed it. It's 4-3. What a pass by Kerr and a shot by Mellenbacher. Wisconsin within one.
Well, there's the whole theory of the game right there. When your first two power play units don't score, send out Mellenbacher and Kerr and guys who haven't got any goals. And it was just a great play. I mean, look at it. Kerr intercepts the puck on the near boards here, and as he skates, he only sees one person, and that's Mellenbacher, and he just shoots it at his stick, and bingo, it's upstairs.
Owen Mellenbacher, second goal of the season. Comes at 14:44. And the Detroit Red Wings draft choice gives Wisconsin a little bit of extra life here in this second period. And now Hughes will bump it out to center. Knocked down by Kerr. Picked up by Pietola. Far side, Mellenbacher. One-time shot missed the net. He needs a change.
He's gassed.
He'll get some taps on top of his head. And now a penalty coming up here in a moment as Wisconsin's Pietola got crushed on the near side boards. Now Wisconsin's Mosley passed it to Pietola, who's favoring his left shoulder as well. And a whistle stops play and a penalty on Michigan. Badgers get a Kunis power play with a chance to tie, and the Wolverines captain's going to get the gate.
Man, he hammered him. And I don't know if it was a result of the check or the collision with the boards where Adam Pietola went down, but that's the...
Checking the head. They're going to take a look at video replay to see if this should be a five-minute major or not. Contact
yes,
to the
are.
Head on their captain, Jacob Truscott. at 15-22. And so Wisconsin will get another power play. And while the Badgers did not convert on their last power play, they scored shortly after it expired. Actually, that will go down as a power play goal, I think. Nope, Mellenbacher even strength.
Now I got to get my eraser out.
Right? So the referees again taking a look at video replay to determine if that should be a five-minute major. By the way, Mellenbacher from Kerr and Scholl at 14:44. So as we look at the replay, the puck was on the near side wall. It was passed to the near boards, and Pietila had his head down trying to dig it free, and Truscott ran into him with the full force of his left shoulder, shoulder, and hit him right in the head and knocked him over the top of his Michigan teammate. Pietila remained on the ice. Not only was there contact from the shoulder, but it appeared as if he extended his right arm and elbow too. But Truscott's going to sit in the box for 2 minutes or more. Here's referee Nicholas Bett. Two minute minor for head contact on Truscott. So another power play again for Wisconsin. Down 4-3, 4:38 left in the second period.
You know, if they hit this hard all the time, the thing I'm disappointed about with Michigan is it's not usually body checks, it's cross. Then they really lay the lumber to the Badgers. I'd like to see what practice is like.
Yeah.
when they're doing one-on-one drills in the corner.
Face off to the right of Corpy, 4-3 game. We still have 24 minutes to play. Badgers lost the draw. Dexheimer, Fitzgerald, Morrissey, Mosley, and Tassie. Badgers dump it in, and Morrissey, after it left corner, tried to fire it right back deep. Didn't get a lot on it. Fitzgerald able to hold his zone, but with a high stick, and so they'll drop the puck in neutralize. A minute 44 to go in the Badgers' power play, down 4-3 to the Michigan Wolverines. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
Well, Tassie having words with Dakota Realm. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that nobody else on the ice understood what they were talking.
Manon Realm, the first woman to play in an NHL game exhibition with the Tampa Bay Lightning. She was the first woman to play in a men's professional league. Here's Dexheimer coming in after the draw. Oh, he shoots one right, trying to go five hole. Aaron Corpy shut the door. He closed his pads at the last moment. Boy, that faceoff happened quickly. Dexheimer had a 2-on-1 and tried to beat Corpy himself, unable to do so.
I don't think he would have been able to make the pass across to Christian Fitzgerald anyway, but Fitzgerald put himself in a great position. Stick on the ice, on his forehand. Yeah, there was a lot of traffic over there that he wouldn't allow him to get the pass off, I don't think.
It went off Corpy's pads, and then the goaltender had to locate the puck. It was crawling to the goal line, didn't get there. Face-off, eventually won by Wisconsin in the offensive zone. Gavin Morrissey with it. Morrissey taps a pass out to the right point in Dexheimer. Power play continues for 90 seconds. Fitzgerald mishandled. And is handled again, but gets some support from Mosley, who moves it behind the net to Tassie and rims it around right side to Morrissey, who got tackled after passing to Dexheimer. Left wing, open Fitzgerald, shoots one, blocked, and it rolls out to center ice. And then Edwards and Fitzgerald tangled up a little bit. Mosley can't handle the pass to the Michigan line, and the Wolverines send it down. A minute to go on the Badgers' Kunis power play, trailing 4-3. 3:35 left here. In period number two, William Grama has come on to replace Tommy Scarfone. Scarfone gave up 4 goals on 14 shots in 32 and a half minutes, and Grama hasn't had to stop a shot since he came in. Lindmark with Dick on the forecheck. Kukkonen's got it right wing out to the point, and Hensler catches and looks. Hensler left wing now at Spotterell. In front intended for Lindmark. Good stick by Michigan. Out high. Hensler, one-timer. That didn't get through. And then Kukkonen picked up the loose puck in his backhand shovel shot. Denied by Corpy, and he covers. 3:07 to go in the period. 29 seconds left in the Badgers' power play. Michigan leads 4-3.
I like Hensler out at the top on this umbrella power play, specifically because of the fact that most people would have, 9 times out of 10, would have stopped and surveyed the situation. He already knew what was going on down there. It was a 3-on-2 for the Badgers numerically in front of the net. Hensler just got the puck away now. Get it done.
Michigan's penalty kill, not too bad, about 80% this season. Oh, off the draw, Tyson Dick's snapshot was blocked by Shifsky, and it went just wide. Edwards tried to clear, failed on the first attempt, and then spun around and got the puck to Tyler Duke, who sent it all the way down. 15 seconds to go on the man advantage. Hensler will pick it up. Here comes Pietola with speed as the Badgers break out. Hensler will do it all by his lonesome. Up to the red line, the Michigan blue. He stops and looks. Cross-eyed Sawyer Scholl steps in, shoots one right into the chest of Corpy. No rebound. 2 seconds to go on the power play. 2:40 left in the period. 4-3 Wolverines.
I was thinking that Coach Hastings had another trick up his bag as he got Mellenbacher out there with 20 seconds left in the power play. I thought for this will be amazing if Mellenbacher should happen to score or set up the goal at the end of the power play for the second time in a row.
Face off to the left of Corpy. Truscott ready to come out of his penalty box. Badgers need to win this faceoff cleanly. See if they can generate a quick shot on goal. Scholl with Pietola, Mellenbacher, Kerr, and Palatichuk. Michigan won the faceoff. Mellenbacher got planted on the ice. Now the Badgers' Pietola wins it free as Michigan gets back to full strength. Mellenbacher cycles to the corner in Scholl. He went left. The puck stayed where he was, and now Michigan slides it out to center and played by Palatichuk to Pietola. Stick handles through traffic, and then maybe a little bit too much stick handling and gave it away. 2:18 left in the second, a 4-3 Michigan lead. Pietola on the forecheck.
Good
he's
job.
Pestering the defenseman. Duke finally has to move it over to Edwards, and he's the type of player that can do it on his own. Fourth-round draft pick of the New Jersey Devils, Ethan Edwards. Up to William Whitelaw, the little right-handed redhead. And then he wipes out. Lost the puck. Badgers pick it up. Tassi tries to get around the hit from Truscott. Lost the puck. Whitelaw couldn't feed Hage. Taken by Morrissey. Comes across the line right wing. Knocked to one knee. Then off balance to the corner. Here's Wisconsin's Mosley. Plays it to the point. Dexheimer. Open far side. Zach Scholl's. His shot knocked away. Blocker save made by Corpy. Morrissey reaching for it. Mosley took a swing and a miss as the puck was falling out of the air. And now it's taken by Rayom Mullen. Threw it to center. Taken by Wisconsin's Dexheimer to Kukkonen to Dick. And his slow-moving shot on goal. Stick save. Bouncing puck high slot. Taken away by Michigan's Hage. Minute 15 to go in the second period. 4-3 Wolverines. Zach Scholl's will dump it in. It was off the glass behind the Michigan net. And then Truscott rimmed it around out to center. Kerr intercepted and dumped it right back in with a minute to go in the period. Here's Truscott. Left wing pass to Rayo Mullen. Out to Werner. He'll dump it in. Grandma in between the pipes. Watch the puck behind his own net. Taken away by Draper. Centering pass for Horkov. Intercepted by Tyson Dick. 43 seconds to go in the period. Palatichuk dumps it in and veers back to the Badgers net. Now Kukkonen in on the forecheck. Good play by Edwards to use his body to keep the Badgers forward away from the biscuit. And now back to center and Logan Hensler with 30 seconds to play until the second intermission.
Wisconsin. One last effort, gentlemen.
Wisconsin dumps it in. Edwards up the far wall to Werner. Can't chop it out. Steal by Horbach. Open man Botterill outside right. He shoots one low. Easy stick save for Corpy. Off the glass, down to the ice. Lindmark fights through contact. Stick handling with it. Drops it off now to Horbach. 9 seconds. Backside pass. Hensler. Good stick by Horkov. Oh, Hensler came flying down from the blue line. Now he shoots one short side. Head save made by Corpy. Loose puck behind the net. Lindmark centers. And the horn sounds, ending the period. Badgers made one last push there, Ian. Just couldn't convert. Down one after two periods of play.
Great play by Jack Horbach. He held his ground, and waited for Hensler to break to the hole. And as Hensler did, the only thing that stopped that from being a good shot on net was a little deflection by the offside defenseman.
Unofficially, 20 shots on goal for Wisconsin in the period. Only 6 for Michigan, but the Wolverines scored twice, and they lead the Badgers 4-3 after two periods of play. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Again, without their leading scorer, Quinn Finley, who was injured early in the opening period. The Badgers have hung in there, trail Michigan 4-3 after two periods of play. It was 2-2 after one when T.J. Hughes scored on a power play at 10:44, his 10th goal of the season from Evan Warder and Michael Hage. About a minute later, Ethan Edwards, after a mad scramble, the Badgers diving every which way, couldn't keep the puck out of the net. Edwards, his third goal of the season from Hughes and Moldenauer. That made it 4-2. Then Tommy Scarfoni was lifted in favor of William Gramma. Gramma didn't face a single shot over the final 8 minutes or so of the second period. The Badgers got a couple of power plays late and eventually converted with the fourth line on the ice. Owen Mellenbacher from Anthony Karen Sawyer Scholl at 14:44. I believe that's a power play goal. It would be Mellenbacher's second goal this season, so 4-3 after two. Wisconsin, 20 shots on goal in that period, only six for Michigan. Wolverines, 14 shots on goal. They've scored four times. The Badgers, 37 shots on goal. They have scored three times so far. It's 4-3. Michigan leads Wisconsin. This game obviously far from over, and no surprise, Ian, it'll be a one-goal game going to the third period. The Badgers, every game they've played has been tight.
Pretty much a shocker. That's the system that the Badgers are very comfortable with, and it seems like for whatever reason, if your team's name starts with Michigan or Michigan State, there's inevitably going to be an overtime or a tie, win or loss, overtime, win or loss, tie. After the tie, and you just get into a situation where you become accustomed to it when they play those Michigan and Michigan State in particular.
So after two, it's Michigan 4, Wisconsin 3. Our second intermission's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money at Menards. Do you need durable flooring that stands up to life's messes? Update your home with new vinyl plank flooring. Peyton Vinyl Plank comes in two styles with a realistic wood look. It features an attach pad for easy installation, plus it's waterproof and durable. Peyton Vinyl Plank flooring is just $139 per square foot. Trust Menards for all your flooring needs. Sale price is good through January 26th.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Second intermission, Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-3. Elsewhere tonight, Michigan State blew out Minnesota 9-3. Two goals apiece for Isaac Howard and David Gucciardi. That's 20 wins in 25 games for the Spartans. I thought that would be a high-scoring affair. I didn't think it would be a blowout like that, 9-3.
No, I don't know. And everybody has always said the one question mark with Minnesota is they can score goals, but can they keep them out of the net?
Yeah.
Because their goaltending has been kind of suspect the last three, four series in a row.
Yeah, Nathan Erie got pulled. Liam Soulier came in. Neither could keep the puck out of the net as Michigan State wins the season series from the Gophers. And they play another game tomorrow night at Munn Arena. Ohio State had a 3-0 lead, and then Penn State tied it. Then Ohio State regained the lead. Then Penn State took the lead. Then Ohio State regained the lead. And then Penn State scored an extra attacker goal in the final minute of regulation. They're now in overtime, tied at 6. And I don't have a final on the Notre Dame-Lindenwood score. I'm wondering if they just locked down the press box in South Bend and decided not to report it. What do you see?
I have a lead. Lindenwood 3, Notre Dame 2, final.
Final score. Wow. Notre Dame falls to 8-16-1. Here the Badgers trail Michigan 4-3 back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin and Michigan meet again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock pregame faceoff, 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. It's alumni weekend tomorrow night. A number of alums will be honored here, including Ian Perrin, Steve Alley, Michael Mersch, Frankie Simonelli, among others. So come on out tomorrow night and enjoy alumni weekend here at the Kohl Center. Badgers trail Michigan 4-3. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick, Wisconsin trails Michigan 4-3 as we start the third period. Hard to believe. We're playing game number 25. In 24 of the 25 games this season, the Badgers have had the lead, been tied, or have been down a goal in the third period. Wisconsin's been in every single game this season. 9-1 goal losses, 6 overtime losses. Let's see if they can turn the tables here against Michigan on this Friday night in Madison. Wisconsin lost the center ice faceoff. Both teams at full strength. Tassi skating up with Mosley and Morrissey because of the injury to Finley. And with fresh ice, the puck is sliding very quickly, and Shifsky will dump it in. Moldenauer, right corner, waved at a centering pass intended for Hughes. Hughes able to recover and dump it back to the corner. Kerr got knocked down as he took a hit. They rim it around to the far side. Truscott there, half boards left. Now to the right-handed Hughes out near the left point. Scoops it to the high slot off the stick of Moldenauer. Mosley can't reach it, but Polonichuk can, and he sends it out through center. 30, make that 40 seconds into the third, a 4-3 Michigan lead.
They haven't changed their philosophy any time. Every time that the Michigan Wolverines are getting into the offensive zone, it's all about puck control and finding the open man.
On the attack comes Horkoff and stops. 6'4 freshman finds Hage, and he whistled one over the top of the cage. William Grandma struggling to get to the right post to cover there after the puck came off the glass behind him. And now it's sent past Raoul Mullen, not strongly enough for icing, and Kyle Kukkonen out there on the forecheck, and now Michigan just iced the puck. Minute 18 into the third period. The Badgers trail the Wolverines 4-3. Shots on goal 37-14 in favor of Wisconsin. The Badgers, on average, outshoot their opponents 34-27. Defensively, they played well.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
But they've given up four goals, and you could... Tommy Scarfoni got pulled here in the second period, but there have been some bounces for sure, and a couple of broken coverages, scrambles. That's what happens in hockey. Dexheimer in tight quarters, tough to catch a pass from the right point, but it's picked up now by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Waits for his teammates to come onside. Owen skates into the corner. Pinned against the end boards now by Duke. Horbach in on the forecheck. He steps on the puck and fell down. It's loose. Lindmark sets up butterly. Swung and missed from one knee. Low left. Good look by Lindmark, though. Horbach knocked down. Puck slides free. Raheem Mullen banked it too strongly and iced the puck again.
Good play.
Minutes and 54 seconds into period number three, 4-3 Wolverines.
The intense forechecking by the Lindmark line has created not opportunities, but it's created time in the offensive zone that frustrates Michigan. They've had to ice the puck twice. This is the second icing against this unit of five.
Fitzgerald, Kukkonen, and Dick. Fitzgerald won the draw. Schultz with it. Left point. Kukkonen, a team-leading six shots on goal so far. Fitzgerald able to protect. Find Dick. Open man far side. Setting and firing. Jack Phelan.
Ooh.
Wide open right circle. And Corpy on top of his crease made the stop and gave up no rebound.
Yeah, and Corpy was right over there to take that shot. He faced it well. He got out. And Jack Phelan, who has a pretty good wrist shot, nothing but body did he catch. There weren't a lot of holes for him to shoot at.
Karen Polanichuk with Fitzgerald, Dick, and Kukkonen face off to Corpy's left. This is his first start since January 11th when he gave up four goals on 14 shots and a loss at Notre Dame. Tyson Dick, turnaround shot, didn't get through. Yes, it did. Corpy made the stop. Now he's down and out. And Wisconsin's Fitzgerald just got tripped while with possession of the puck. We play on, though. Fitzgerald, centering pass. Oh, too hot to handle for Kukkonen. May have gotten a little piece of it. Now they slide it ahead. Halem with Polanichuk, one-on-one.
Atta
good
baby.
Play by Joe Polanichuk. He turned on the Jets to cut down Halem, one of the fastest players Michigan has. But the Wolverines hold his own. Edwards now cycles off the wall for Werner. Out high, shot through the crease, and it caromed off the far corner wall. Now Halem with it, slowed by Kerr. They cycle down to Draper. Behind the net now Edwards, the defenseman active in the offensive zone. Now eventually it slides free to Kukkonen. Edwards will apply some forechecking pressure, and finally the Badgers have a little bit of time and space, and it's Joe Polanichuk. 3 minutes into the third, 4-3 Michigan.
Which, when you get puck control, all of a sudden Michigan wants to make changes. The Badgers want to make changes. Everybody out there now for the rest part of this shift is going to be fresh.
Here's Polanichuk, backhands it ahead to Mellenbacher. He scoops it in. In on the forecheck, Pietila got there first, tied up in the corner. Buck squirts free. Rayo Mullen far side. Good hustle by Hensler to cancel out a stop-up. Puck back to the corner. Rayo Mullen failed again to clear. Mellenbacher with a steal. Right wing. Cutting to the goal line. Back behind the net. He's forced. Mellenbacher turns and faces the net. Centering pass went about belt high on Pietila towards him. Puck is free, though. The Badgers have it. Mellenbacher slot pass to Scholl. And that was out of his reach and all the way down to the Wisconsin zone.
Atta babe, William.
Grammo will paddle it ahead to Dexheimer. Here's Scholl now. He'll shoot one, and a glove save made by Corpy. Looked like it was going to go wide, but he snagged it anyway. And now Pietila tied up with Shifsky, but no harm, no foul there. A faceoff coming up in the Michigan zone. 16-11 to go in the third. It's 4-3 Wolverines. They have only 14 shots on goal, but lead by one.
It's not how many, it's how many go in.
Yeah.
I can't remember which NHL coach it was. They got outshot like 30-12 or whatever it was in the game.
Sure.
They won the game 3-1, and they said, do you have any worries about statistics? He goes, nope.
Not at
12 shots, three of them go in. That's a pretty good statistic. You guys can milk it for all you want.
Hughes beat Morrissey in the faceoff circle. T.J. Hughes only his fifth faceoff win in 16 tries, but the Badgers regain possession and dump it in. Mosley with Morrissey and Tassie, but the Wolverines get to it again. Edwards slides it ahead. Bad pass picked off by Morrissey. Blind pass to the left wing, hoping Tassie can get there. He does. Tried to backhand it to the net. No luck. Hughes has it, and he'll lift it out to center. Morrissey will settle it down there. Slow-moving pass to Phelan now. Jack to Zach Scholes up the left wing wall. Mosley and directs it into the zone to our left. Michigan moved it around. Halem can't clear. Good hold by Lindmark now. Takes it behind the cage. Lindmark takes two Wolverines with him. Polanichuk bumps it off the end boards. It comes towards the front of the net. Corpy kept it out and paddled it back behind the cage. Horbach able to free the puck for Lindmark. Kerr now, slowed by Halem. Loose puck comes free, high slot. Michigan's got it. Draper banks it ahead. Now a foot race. Halem will beat Lindmark to the puck. No icing. Those two collide and go into the end boards. Palatichuk trying to kick it free, and he's got possession now. 5 minutes gone by in the third. Michigan leads Wisconsin 4-3. Botterill coughed it up at the Michigan line. Halem now with it. He'll dump it in. Needs a change. Round far side, Michael Hage with it now. Hage, the freshman, passed to the slot, bounced off a stick or two, found its way to Orico, the former Janesville Jets, and he shoots one from out high right. Easy glove save for William Grema, his first of the night in a stoppage and play. 14:38 to go in the third, Michigan 4, Wisconsin 3.
Good play to get the stoppage and play. Joe Palatichuk had been out there about a half a century, and allow for him to change, and then I think Tyson Dick was the other person who was caught out there forever.
Wisconsin just 4-6-2 at home this season after going 14-5-2 a year ago. Home ice has been rough at times for Wisconsin, in particular on Saturday nights. But tonight it's been a struggle after the Badgers lost leading scorer Quinn Finley to what appeared to be a left arm or shoulder injury in the first period. Tyson Dick, look out! He gets pulled from behind. Delayed offside on Michigan. Ernesty was lifting Dick's hands to take the puck away and actually had a little backhand shot towards Grandma, but Michigan was offside. An intentional offside. They'll drop the puck back outside the Wolverines' line.
So if you shoot it into the open net after the whistle, it's a two-minute unsportsmanlike conduct. Mm-hmm. If you continue with the play and keep chopping at it and get a shot on goal after the whistle, it's not.
Shouldn't it be? It should be, right? Yeah. All right, Scholl to take the faceoff for Wisconsin. Sawyer's got an assist here tonight, assisting on Mellenbacher's goal. He's got 3 points in the last three games to Sawyer Scholl. Lost the faceoff. Michigan will dump it in. Whitelaw with it. Scored the first goal of the game. Blind pass towards the slot in LaPointe. Picked off by Wisconsin. Turned over by Wisconsin. Retrieved by Wisconsin. Now Mellenbacher crunched into the sideboards by LaPointe. Pulled free by Whitelaw. Pressured by Dexheimer. Out high, Rayo Mullen shoots one low. Good pad save made by Grema, who stuck out his left leg. LaPointe behind the cage is Stoppa now. Big left-hander fends off Scholl. Marcus Stoppa outside. Turnaround shot scooped up by Grema. And he hangs on. 13:43 left in the third. Badgers trail Michigan 4-3. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Along with producer Adam Morrison and Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick. Wisconsin trails Michigan 4-3, 13:43 to go in regulation. Face-off to the left of William Grema. And the Wolverines win the draw. Edwards, here's Moldenauer now. Morrissey got his stick in the way. Shifsky tried to play. Kerr in his way up to the near side boards. Morrissey, mostly that is, can't clear, and it's sent back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk able to knife it over to Tassi. Simon will scoop it ahead. Foot race now. Can Mosley beat in on Edwards? He does, but then he overskates the puck. Edwards hung with him, bumped him a little bit. Mosley couldn't pick it up. Now Shifsky, right wing pass, too far in front of Hughes, who will track it down to the corner. His centering pass came right back to him. Then he took a hit from Kerr, and the Badgers now have the puck. Mosley will take a little bit of time and then threw it away. Look out. Moldenauer with an easy steal. Right side tried to place it in front for Hughes, but he was defended by Mosley. So a bad pass by Mosley, but he canceled out Hughes, preventing what would have been a good scoring chance. Now Morrissey on the attack for Wisconsin. Drops it in the corner, hoping Hensler or Phelan can reach it. Can't. And now here comes Werner. Former CC Tiger, a lot of speed. Across the line he comes. Phelan stays with him, and he got a shot off and kicked out. Right pad saved by Grema. Here's Halem now. Outside right. Finds Werner again. Half boards right. Peels back on his backhand. To the defenseman, Orico. Down to the corner he goes. And Tassi ties up Truscott. 12:20 left in the third. Wisconsin down a goal. Scholl's good defensive play. Nudged it ahead to Botterill at the red line, and then he played it right into the Michigan bench, accidentally stopping play with 12:13 to go in the third. Badgers down a goal.
Actually, there was a Michigan player coming onto the ice.
Saw that, yeah.
And it hit his leg as it was hanging over the boards. It's kind of a weird call when
Could
you think about it.
Too many men, you think?
Well, that would be my first guess, but yeah. If he's not actually on the ice, there's the gray area that you have to worry about.
It's Gerald, Dick, and Kukkonen on the ice for Wisconsin. The faceoff at center all the way back into the Wisconsin end. And Grandma leaves it off for Hensler. Sauced across to Fitzgerald. Up the left wing and Dick. Tyson got a piece of it. Followed in by Rayom Mullen. And Tyson Dick pulled it free. Centering pass, though, right there was Ernesty to keep it out of harm's way. Chopped that back to the point. Hensler now fires it across. Fitzgerald takes it off the left wing boards. Fitzgerald stick handling through traffic. Plays it back to the corner and Kukkonen now. Peels back and looks for help. Now cuts back left. Goal line. Cuts back right. Still looking. Turnaround shot. He hit the side of the net. Tried to go upstairs by the right ear of Cameron Corpy. Now here's Tyson Dick steal. Carries it in front. Tries to tuck it in. Cannot. Got tripped down. No penalty. Here's Dexheimer now with it. Pass across. Fitzgerald open in the slot. It went off a stick. And now it's in midair and brought down by Hage. He'll tap it ahead to Ernesty, who coughed it up to Hensler. 11:15 to go. Badgers down 4-3. Tyson Dick, a long-range, slow-moving shot. Stick to side by Corpy and up over the top of the glass and out of play. So an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Down a goal, 11:10 left in the third.
Tyson Dick was running out of gas. His line mates had left him hanging out to dry. And so he just shot it in on net, and luckily for the Badgers,